producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Common Sense Club, right here on Flag Family Radio. So, current temperatures today are, brr, put a coat on. That's all you need to know. I know it's middle of September, but wow, with the weather, really? It's like someone just said, here's fall, deal with it. And there you go. We're dealing with it. Woke up this morning and I'm just, wow. Needless to say, went through a couple of pots of coffee this morning. I want to ask you what's on your mind today. And this is the Common Sense Club, but I think it segues nicely into Scott and Todd, you know, with the what's on your mind today. Because there's a couple of issues, topics that I want to discuss this morning, and I want to ask your opinion on them. I've spoken with tons of friends of mine, not the least of which are like five guys this morning on these topics, and I just kind of want to get your take. Now, here in Fargo, it is a sunny, blissful 47 degrees. Yeah. Out in Tioga, it is 37 degrees. What is going on here? In Tioga, that's snow weather right there, I believe. Right around 37, 40 degrees. That's when you normally get snow. We up pretty quick. That's all I got to say. Now, a couple of I'm going to get to the questions that are burning on my brain this morning. Good thing I got a little heat up there because I'm dealing with 47 degree weather. I'm a southern boy. You know, I don't acclimate well to cold weather. But that's neither here nor there. As you know, I'm your host here for the first hour. I'm the 8 o'clock hour. So call in number, simple, 855-217-76, extension 2. Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell will be on from 9 to 11. Now, a couple of things that are going to happen this morning is we're going to have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, discussing the news of the day today. We're also at 8:30, and you're not going to want to miss this. We're going to have Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann on her bill, which would remove passports from citizens who serve with ISIS. Now, she has a dog in this fight. There are over 20 folks from Minneapolis that have went over there to fight with ISIS. That's a problem. And then they come back over here and, you know, they reinstitute themselves into society. Ever heard of? I mean, I remember at one point in time, sleeper cells were all the rage. That's all we talked about. And now no one even mentions that anymore. And so it has me wondering, you know, this is pretty much common sense. You go over there, you fight against the United States. In my opinion, you're a traitor. Your passport should be pulled anyway, along with your citizenship, and then there should be a very short trial followed by a firing squad. That's just my humble opinion. Maybe it's because I'm ornery, because I'm cold, but that's just my humble opinion. And I want to get Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann's point of view on that. And she has a bill, actually, that will remove passports from citizens who serve with ISIS. I think that that's common sense. But we're going to ask her. That'll be in 8:30. At 9:30, we're going to have Chris Fowler on, ESPN's longtime College Game Day host, and we're going to talk a bit about why they return, and that is ESPN's College Game Day, why they're returning here to Fargo, and his feelings on the Bison overall, and we're going to highlight some of the Bison, the NDSU Bison, their wins and their trek and the whole. I don't even know if you call it a Cinderella story. The Bison are awesome, hands down. Let's leave it at that. And don't forget at 10, we're going to have Congressman Kramer in to take your calls from once. For the radio town hall, we do that every Wednesday. So stay tuned for that. Couple of questions that I have. One, right off the top of my head, if you saw the forum this morning, wow, in her words, police officer widow speaks out. Front page, first thing you see when you open the forum. Up. And today it's not so much the Borum. I'm looking at the Apple, unveiling there and this. I want your opinion. If you've read her account, and I'm going to quote right now. She says Jeff chose to pull the trigger, but Chief Keith Turnus gave him the bullets and released the safety. When I read the headline, I was like, wow, I know Keith Turnus, and we don't agree on everything. I mean, we don't. We have actually butted heads pretty hard and heavy in the past. I had problems with police tactics and surveillance cameras and, I mean, all sorts of different issues. So if there's not a love fest. He's an awesome guy, a good guy. I think he's a pretty good supervisor. I really do. But just to let you know that I'm not like a big cheerleader for, you know, Fargo PD, rah-rah, get my pom-poms out, that sort of thing. But I think there's a little bit of piling on here. And I'm going to reserve my point of view because I want to hear yours. The forum ran this entire story of this widow. And I'm not going to beat up on the widow, and I don't want you to do that. But I want to get your opinion on this. She says that Chief Turnus is the cause of Scusa pulling that trigger. She says that the process for these IA, these internal affairs investigation, was long, overly long, and overly arduous, and it added an undue burden on her husband. And she's grief-stricken. I get that. But is it fair, my question, I guess, is it fair to put this all on Turnus? And this is on the heels of, you know, those exit interviews where the morale is down and this and that. Is it fair for her to lay all of this at Turnus? She says he didn't have any mental health issues before this, and this is situational. I happen to agree with her there. I met Jeff. I've spoken with him, you know, at length on many, many different occasions. I totally believe that you can have momentary lapses in mental clarity that are totally situational. So I just kind of want your opinion on that story, the forum story. Jeff chose to pull the trigger, but Keith Turnus gave him the bullets and released the safety. And this is going to be a topic throughout this show and with Scott and Todd. So feel free to call in anytime, 855-217-76. And I'm not going to extend you to get you live on air, but I'm not going to color the discussion by giving you my point of view on this whole thing just yet. I know I kind of touched on it, but I want to reserve that. Another open topic that I have for you is, the whole North Dakota Tax Commissioner, brouhaha, I'll put it that way. Now, there's a lot going on there. I want to get your opinion. One thing I really want your opinion on is the NDGOP's press release, their response to the Democrats asking these questions and that sort of thing. I want to get your take on it. Do you think, and this is one of the sticking points in my mind, do you think that it's smart to intimate that alcoholism is akin to breast cancer? And to use that in a rebuttal for, you know, folks calling for the tax commissioner to step down. Do you think that's a little over the line? I remember being when in Kansas City when Todd Akin said what he said about abortion, and I cringed. I said, are you kidding me? That was a smack your head moment. And I feel the same way about the NDGOP's press release yesterday. Want to know your take on the matter? There you go. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanketa Cullum right after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Chase on the Lake. Just saying that. Chase on the Lake, I relax. We're talking about a great resort on the shores of Leech Lake, a fabulous walleye lake with a whole lot of fun and recreation no matter what you love. Pontooning, watercraft, fishing, you can do it all. Speedboat rentals, Chase on the Lake is the spot, folks. Fabulous restaurant, the 502 overlooking the lake, lakeside dining, big pool, sauna. The place is absolutely amazing. Bowling alley, great place for meetings and retreats, weddings and family reunions. This place is absolutely fantastic. And our friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, have asked us to extend to you, our listeners, a fabulous deal for September. Stay two nights in a condo and get a half-day watercraft, all for $399. That's right. Is that an incredible deal or what? Tell them you want the Scott Special, ChaseOnTheLake.com, or call 888-CHASE-06. That's 888-CHASE-06. And tell them Scott sent you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we're back. We are back. We're about, what would you say, 20 minutes into the brand new lineup here. This is the Common Sense Club with me, your host, Leon Francis, right here on Flag Family Radio. I like that whole moniker, the Common Sense Club, because I get to talk to folks like Blanquita Cullum, who are just chock full of common sense. So when I welcome... I want to welcome you to the show. And Alan Radner, I'm not leaving you out. You have some common sense also, just from the other side of the field. Alan?
You maybe think I have more common sense.
Absolutely. Oh, maybe she wasn't there to hear that compliment. But
There you go.
I have a couple of questions that I want to brainstorm with you. Alan, are you there?
I am.
Oh, good deal. So you heard the compliment, right?
I did not, actually. You know something? I've also decided this is a private to Blanquita. I have no idea where my cell phone is, so if you can find it, that'd be great.
Okay, then. There you go. I'll just do my little ringy-dingy and find the thing.
Well, she's amazing, Blanquita. She may have some right-wing ideas, but she can find anything.
The key word in that phrase is right. So that's all I took out of that. She is right. Anyway, a couple of things that I on top of my mind. One is a little light. Have you heard the story of the welfare cash being pulled from ATMs inside of Colorado pot shops? Have you heard that story?
No.
What? No.
Oh, wow, yeah. So apparently folks are going in there with their electronic benefits transfer, their EBT cards, and they're going into these pot shops, and they're drawing money out, you know, actual cash, and buying pot with it. They did a whole story about that out there in Colorado. I just kind of wanted to get your take on that. Do you think, and there's actually – a couple of folks that want to introduce bills that would stop that, just like you can't go into a liquor store and actually purchase liquor, that sort of thing. But one of the things that they're butting up against is the fact that in Colorado, they don't have any way to track where these ATMs are, like in these pot shops, but they have these weird names that pop up on the invoices, names like, I don't know, Bud Daddy or something like that, or Sweet Pot, and that sort of from the pot shops around there.
I mean, Colorado's going to understand if they're going to mess around with that and they're going to be the first state that goes all out for the big weed. A lot of craziness is going to happen, so, you know, it's like vote for it at your own risk.
Absolutely. Hey, Ellen, what do you think?
Listen, I worked in drug addiction for a long time, and I understand that medical marijuana can help with a lot of things, but I am really concerned about the fact that people are just going to be zoned out. I remember being in Alaska in the 90s, and there were bumper stickers that said pot got more votes than the governor did. But you would go into stores, and people looked like they were, like, out of it, and that really concerns me. America does not need pot.
And I agree. Wow, Ellen, there you go.
She comes across more right-wing than I.
I'm liking that, and that's what I said before the show. I said, you both of you girls, one of the reasons why I love the show is the fact that I get to talk to folks who are just chock full of common sense. Now, some of these, they found welfare clients using these state-issued debit cards at least 56 times for a total of almost $4,000, and they knew this because names like Medicine Man, Starbuds, The Green Solution, MMJ Uptown, and The Sanctuary were on the invoices. So, there you go. Just wanted to get your take on that.
Wow.
It's kind of nuts, actually. I'm looking at that, and I'm like, this money is...
why do they call it dope?
That's a good one. You know something? I mean, you may not be aware of this, but I was an addiction therapist for a number of years, and my concern is that if... You know, I understand we had people making things in stills in the 20s after prohibition. We don't want that. There's a whole underground economy. It should be taxed. On the other hand, I'm one of these believers that, like Portugal, people who are addicts should come and sign, get their drugs. Now, people might say that's wrong, but the thing is that just like needle exchange, every time somebody has to sign for a needle or a drug, it is a point of intervention where you can begin to work with somebody to try and get them into therapy. Legalization, uh-uh.
Wow. Okay, and yeah. I'm gonna let you have the last word on that.
Sometimes you have to hold your coat and let it go on that one.
Yeah. The other question now, and this is a little heavier, the Ray Rice situation. Now, his wife now has come out, and she's upset. And the thing that drives me nuts is the fact that she comes out and she's saying, hey, we're trying to work things out. We've both been to counseling. We're working on our issues together, that sort of thing. And then you have the media just kind of grabbing their pound of flesh. They don't want to let it go. They say that she is basically dumb and, going and she's traumatized. She doesn't know what she's talking about. So basically sit in the corner, shut up while we excoriate your husband type deal. And I'm wondering how much of this is actually helpful and how much of it is detrimental, not only to her and her husband, but to the overall community here.
Ellen,
can't have the last word there.
I just think when a guy clocks a woman and hits her and she's unconscious, okay, he drags her body out of an elevator and it's on a video camera. And, they need counseling, but more than that, she ought to be concerned that she's going to not be able to be alive for the counseling. And the guy's got some serious, terrible mental problems. They made it public when the guy didn't care and he knocked her out in public. I mean, come on.
So, and I understand that, and he says himself,
man,
that it's...
You're a public figure, okay? A public figure. Alan's a public figure. Diana's a public figure. Do you not think if you beat your wife in an elevator to the point that the woman, even if she was a shrew, and you are bigger than she is, stronger than she is, and you beat her so she falls down, she's unconscious, and has to be dragged out. Come on. That's your comment.
Oh, yeah, I totally get that. It is inexcusable what he did. His actions, absolutely atrocious. And in my opinion, there should have been a sock party in the locker room for the guy, once all this came to light. There is no excuse for what he did. But what I am asking is, in light of the fact that she married him, and she is asking for everybody to kind of calm down and let them work through their problems, their issues, should we not respect that?
Too late.
Too late. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. That's Blankita Cullum and Ellen Ratner, and we'll be right back with Michelle Bachman right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Here we go. So, in this segment, we're going to have Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, and she's just speaking basic common sense, which I think is a good fit for this show. If you go in your fight for terrorists, you should have your passport and your citizenship revoked. But that's just my humble opinion. I got another guy here that's chock full of common sense, the original chairman of the Common Sense Club, Scott Hannon. How you doing, Scott?
I'm well. Leon out at Big Iron today. Going to be hanging out with the folks from North Dakota Corn, and the corn growers are serving up popcorn today. I have this thing for popcorn. Popcorn and butter, and I'm there, right? And so they had me at popcorn. So if you want some free popcorn and you're at Big Iron today, come find us. We're going to have some fun.
You bringing some back.
Exactly right. And by the way, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is on the line and ready to talk about this horrific situation internationally in this crisis. So glad that she is in the middle of this because...
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Nice to catch up with you. You know, we have a new chairman of the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis, so I'm here to introduce you to Leon. And both of us are anxious to
hear... You push me off my perch?
Well, no, you're the chair of the caucus, right? I mean, this is your deal. But I'm saying every day one of your foot soldiers here, Leon, is going to work day in and day out. He's just
okay,
hard at it.
Okay, all right. As long as you don't push me off my perch.
Never.
Oh, I could never hope to fill those shoes, Ms. Bachmann. So there you go. I'm just
okay,
doing my part.
Okay, as long as we have an understanding, a proper understanding.
And by the way, we should spend just a little bit of time on the Minnesota connection to this evil. What is going on there?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Minnesota has a very long, unfortunate connection with terrorism. We have the only convicted terrorist from 911, that is Moussaoui. He was interested in learning how to take off in a plane, and he wasn't so interested in landing in a plane. But we also have the largest Somali population outside of Somalia. And as a result of that, unfortunately, there are, I think, over 50 Somalis who left Minnesota to travel to fight with Al-Shabaab. That's the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia. So we had suicide bombers come out of that. And then we had two women in federal court in Minneapolis who were collecting money to finance terrorism, and they sent the money over to the Middle East to pay for terrorism. We had another two women in Rochester, Minnesota, who were going door-to-door under the pretext of collecting money for women and orphans, and instead they were sending that money also to finance terrorism. They were also convicted in federal court. And we have 20 different Minnesotans at minimum who have left Minnesota to join ISIS, the Islamic State. The first two Americans who were killed fighting for ISIS were both Minnesotans. One was Douglas McCain, an African-American from Chicago who transplanted to Minnesota, who was radicalized and converted to Islam and became a terrorist. And then the second one was a man who was working for Delta Airlines. He was 29 years old. He had three wives, by the way, and nine children. He converted to Islam, and he also went to the Middle East. He was a Somali-American and died fighting for ISIS. There are three young women who left Minnesota to go and fight for ISIS. One just last week, a 19-year-old Somali woman from St. Paul, Minnesota, who has gone to join. What we know now is that fighters and terrorists are also, who are American citizens, are also returning to the United States after being on the battlefield, after being even more radicalized. And what I believe is that if an individual has left the United States to join with a terrorist army, they are they're the enemy now because the Islamic Jihad has declared war on the United States. I believe that those people should have their passports removed from them, and we should interdict them and prevent them from coming back into the United States. And I introduced legislation on Monday to attempt to do just that.
And talk about that a little bit. I know Leon's going to have a question after me here, but I do want to ask you about that. That seems like an absolute no-brainer. I mean, will the House pass it? Will the Senate pass it? Will you get it in front of President Obama?
Well, I have asked our Republican leadership to fast-track this legislation. We are in legislative business very few days yet, but the president will be speaking to the nation at 8 o'clock Central Time tonight on this subject. This has captured the American people's attention because every American deserves to live safely and securely in their home and in their community. We don't feel that way as much anymore, especially in Minnesota. We don't feel that way, that we are safe and secure, especially with people who are a part of our community who have left to join these animals who are beheading fellow Americans. Something is very seriously wrong, and that's why we can't act like it is business as usual. And I believe that the attention has been captured for the American people, but also for members of Congress to recognize it is our first duty to keep the American people safe. I spent 4 days on America's southern border, going from Boca Chica to Laredo, all along the Rio Grande. And I was just in Intel Committee earlier this week. I'd asked again in Intel Committee, in light of ISIS and their threats and their statements to bring about terrorist acts in the United States, have we done anything to close our southern border and to change our posture so that terrorists cannot come freely across our southern border? And I was told, no, nothing has changed on our southern border. So I think that the American people are right to feel insecure about their safety. And that is why the Congress has to push the president to take serious action to keep the American people safe. We need to close our southern border to stop illegal entry by foreign nationals, but also for Americans who have gone to join jihad, we need to stop the legal means for them to come into the United States. The FBI told me that an American citizen who has joined jihad would be added to the watch list, and they, at an airport or at a point of entry to the United States, they would undergo extra screening. And I asked, what would that mean? Well, they would be asked questions. Well, big deal. They'll be stopped and asked extra questions, and yet they'll be able to come into the United States. Why in the world would we allow a terrorist to come into the United States who could have plans to set off car bombs or who knows what in the United States? We have to get a brain, and we have to recognize that we are in very different, serious times, and we need to act accordingly to protect our own people and protect our own interests. And in my view, that is not being done enough at this time.
And see, I totally agree with you. And it sounds like, you know, I'm listening to this narrative, and it almost sounds like it should be on our Are You Kidding Me Friday show.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a no-brainer, as you say. A couple of questions that I have is this. I remember when folks like you and others were talking about the problem of these extremists kind of infiltrating our country, and the media pretty much raked you over the coals, and I couldn't understand that. Do you think that this administration is a sweep at the wheel, especially when it comes to these fanatics coming and going in our country legally and illegally, and the harm that they want to cause to our country. Do you think this administration is in the dark about this? Do you think that they are they know, but they're too PC to address it? What are your feelings on that?
I think it could be all of the above. I think some could be asleep. I think some are too PC. And I also think that some just believe the world view of the politically correct view of this threat, which is to demystify this threat. This is a real threat. I'm here to say that this is a real threat, and we need to see it as so. Yesterday morning, I was with former Vice President Dick Cheney. He was speaking to the House Republicans in a private meeting. And in that meeting, the vice president was talking about ISIS and this very real threat of Islamic jihad. And he had talked also, he had said that the president of the United States, in some ways has had his head turned, and people in the administration have had their head turned, by the Muslim Brotherhood. And I asked the vice president directly, would he support legislation that would designate the Muslim Brotherhood a foreign terrorist organization? And he said he would vote for that legislation in a minute. I've introduced that bill to label the Muslim Brotherhood a foreign terrorist organization because the Muslim Brotherhood is an umbrella organization. They have about 70 different franchises across the world. And the vice president told us that the Muslim Brotherhood, that ISIS is just a descendant of the Muslim Brotherhood. The problem begins with the Muslim Brotherhood. And that's why we need to recognize that it is their philosophy, which is to die in the way of jihad, committing these terrorist acts, is their highest hope. They want to be suicide bombers because that is the one way, this is according to them, not according to me, in their own words, they believe that this is their one sure way of going to heaven. And so if they die in the way of jihad, they will realize their highest dream. So we need to understand who they are, what their motivation is, and recognize this is a false philosophy and not one that we should see as equal to other philosophies. It is not. It's not equal. Multicultural diversity has dumbed us down to knowing the difference between right and wrong. And we need to stand up and say we recognize right and wrong. And dying in the way of jihad is not right. It's wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another question that I have, you got all these folks coming from over there in Minnesota. What would you attribute that to? I mean, that to me is an unnaturally high number outside of anywhere but like Dearborn, Michigan. So what would you attribute that influx of these jihadists into Minnesota?
Well, not every Somali American is a jihadist, but I had asked the question of the State Department, why does Minnesota, we do have the largest population of Somalis in the world outside of Somalia, and I asked the State Department why that is so. And he told me that the United Nations and the United States State Department make the decision about where to place refugees. It is not up to the state of Minnesota. It is not up to counties or school districts or cities. The United Nations and the United States State Department are independently making the decision as to where to place refugees. I think it is wrong that states don't have the right to weigh in, because the very first year that a refugee is placed in a state, 100% of the cost is picked up by the federal government. But after that, the state and the local counties and the school districts and the cities pick up the welfare costs to sustain the refugees. In all likelihood, refugees can't stand alone after their first year being in the country. They come in without being able to speak the English language. They usually don't have a marketable skill. They are competing for jobs with American citizens. They are taking jobs from the American citizens.
Ms. Bachman, I apologize, but that music means we're right up against the break. Can you stick around for a couple minutes on the other side of the break?
Sure, be happy to.
Good deal. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this. Hang on the line, Bob. We'll be right back.
.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th. So get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back, and we are having a conversation with the chairwoman of the Common Sense Caucus, and I am doing my part to bring a little common sense to the Common Sense Club. So I'm kind of following in your coattails there, Ms. Bachman. And we have a caller on the line that has a question for you. The conversation that we're having is one about ISIS. Two, about this administration kind of turning a blind eye to folks that actually want to cause harm to the citizens of the United States here and actually becoming citizens and going back and fighting for terrorists and being able to come back into the country, which seems to me to be an utter lack of common sense, but so much in this administration is. But without further ado, I'm going to go out to Grafton, to Bob. What's your question, Bob?
Oh, thanks, Leon. Congresswoman Bachman, it's my honor and privilege and pleasure to speak with you, ma'am. You are definitely one of my favorite congresswomen in there, so it's going to be a shame to see you go. But so much I'd like to speak with you about, but I'll stick to one specific question. Would you be considering at any point introducing another piece of legislation which would give equal scrutiny and to the Muslim religion here in the country? And I say that in regards to with organizations like CARE and all the mosques that they have popping up all over our nation. A lot of these people are radicalized in the mosques. And this administration, in conjunction with the IRS, seems to give an undue amount of criticism and scrutiny to the Christian Christians in this nation. And I really think that it would be nice if there'd be some legislation that someone could present to be able to find out and monitor what the Muslims are you know, preaching, so to speak, in the mosques.
Well, you're asking a question that a lot of people are wondering about because organization after organization on the conservative side have seen audit slips from the IRS. They are being audited. I can't tell you whether mosques are or are not being audited. I don't know. But we do know that radicalization has occurred within mosques in the United States. You have to look no further than the Boston Marathon bombers who are part of a mosque, an Islamic center in Boston. And we do know that the FBI, even after they were given a tip on the Sarnoff brothers, did not go into the mosque and did not question people in the mosque. And that was prior to the bombing. And they had tip-offs prior to the bombing, and they chose not to go into the mosque and ask questions. We also know that radicalization occurred in Minnesota. And I think it's called the Al-Farouk Mosque in Bloomington, Minnesota. That's where several of the fighters that were killed fighting for the Islamic Jihad, who are American citizens and who had been converted to Islam, they were radicalized there. This is a serious problem. You can imagine if there were Baptists or if there were Catholics, if there were Lutherans who had traveled to join a bloody, animalistic, barbaric army and were beheading Americans in, let's say, in Australia, I can't for a moment imagine that there wouldn't be a clampdown in some way here in the United States, and there does need to be fair play. But again, we have to recognize that this is a very different world. I also want your listeners to know this. As you watch the President of the United States tonight, recognize the leader of ISIS, his name is Baghdadi. Baghdadi was in United States custody. We had him. Again, the leader of ISIS, whose name is Baghdadi, was in the United States custody. President Barack Obama chose in 2009 to release Baghdadi from our United States detention. He was in Camp Buka in Iraq, and President Obama ordered him released when Baghdadi, now the head of ISIS, was released. He said to his jailer, "I will see you in New York." Baghdadi
wow.
also said this January that soon, you will hear from us. We are with you. We are watching you. And soon we will begin our, oh, I can't remember the exact words, but what he is declaring, besides his governance in Iraq and Syria, is that they are beyond a regional presence. They see themselves as a global presence. And that's why we must assume that they are planning terror activities here in the United States and specifically against Americans and American targets. We need to take that and be advised, and we need to do everything we can to prevent terrorists from gaining access to returning to our country.
Do you think Absolutely. That folks like Keith Ellison, and he's out there in Minnesota, Representative Keith Ellison, do you think folks like him exacerbate the problem that we have with terrorists, I call them sleeper cells, being here in the United States? Do you think that he aids them in a lot of his rhetoric and either blind ignorance? I don't even know what to call it. Do you think that folks like him exacerbate the problem?
You know, it's not for me to say. I am observing what is happening in the United States. And I think that, again, for your listeners to know and understand that our president, Barack Obama, chose to release Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, from American detention, we have to ask ourselves, would James Foley, the U.S. photojournalist, be alive today if Barack Obama would not have released Baghdadi? Would Steve Sotloff, the U.S. journalist, be alive today if Barack Obama chose not to release Baghdadi? Would thousands of individuals not be killed in Iraq and Syria if President Obama chose not to release Baghdadi? We know that innocent women and children were buried alive in August. Would that have not happened if Barack Obama would not have released Baghdadi? Or would thousands of women have not been raped had it not been for the release of Baghdadi? There are serious, tragic, profound, sobering consequences that have ensued because of this action from our president. I think that's where our focus needs to lie. And we need to ask the senators in this country what they are going to do from the president's own party. Where were you? Why were you asleep at the switch? I've sat on intelligence committee. For 2 years, we've known about the rise of ISIS. For 2 years, we've seen the increase of Baghdadi's armies, where he's robbed banks and opened up prison doors and added to his terrorist army, 12,000 strong. Where were the Democrat senators? Where was our president while all of this was going on? And just recently, the president said he doesn't have a strategy. We've known about this for 2 years. Where has the president of the United States been? He's been asleep at the switch. And so whatever speech he gives tonight, just recognize our president has known about this. If I knew about this, he knew about this for 2 years. And going back to 2009, he is responsible for opening up the jail cell door and releasing Baghdadi. And if I was there when Baghdadi left and said, I'll see you in New York, I would have made sure that I would have thrown him back in that jail cell and locked the door, and he would be behind closed bars today.
I totally agree. And if I was that jailer, yeah, it would have taken a miracle for me not to put him back into that cell. But I want to thank you, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, chairwoman of the Common Sense Caucus, for coming on the Common Sense Club and giving us your opinion on this matter. Thank you very much.
The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.